MAN, good morning. It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and time for our, I guess we call it tri-weekly. Would that be an appropriate term to use? Visit with Riley County health officials, and Julie Gibbs, director of the Riley County Health Department, and the local health officer is joining us again this morning. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule here to visit with us. I know we have seen a number of comments on our Facebook page, and I hear it a lot of time how much people appreciate the opportunities that we have been able to provide with you. And next week, Vivian will be on a couple of times to give you a break. But, this is something that I think has been very important, and this communication is well-received and very much appreciated. So we appreciate your continuing efforts to keep our community formed here through KMAN. So, let's talk a little bit about numbers here. There seems to be, I guess, maybe some stabilization. I don't know if you'd want to call it reversing the curve or flattening the curve as of yet, but let's talk a little bit about some of the most recent statistics that you have for Riley County.
Sure. Well, we've only saw three new positives yesterday come in, so that's promising. We're hoping to keep that up. We are up to 374 confirmed positives here in the county. Out of those, 137 are considered active cases in which we are still monitoring. And we have had 234 recover. So that's good that number is so much higher than our active cases. We currently have 226 tests pending right now. And we've had a total of 3,587 negative tests in the county so far. So I think we are starting to see kind of a flattening of the curve, if you will, or that decline of percent positives. We saw a huge increase second or third week in June, and that continued to increase for a few weeks. And then we started to see it come down, and hopefully this week will prove that downward trend is promising. And we hope to continue that throughout the rest of July. I mentioned on Facebook Live a couple days ago that we intend to see an increase in our positives in August when our students start coming back. But hopefully with the amount of testing that we're doing, hopefully that continues to increase as well, so it keeps us a little bit stable.
What has been your position here or thoughts with the regard of potentially students coming back into the K-12 schools as the governor mandated after Labor Day?
Yeah, so I know that some people are upset. I've seen some different comments on Facebook, and it depends on who you talk to. But I think that it's actually a really good thing. It gives the administration a little bit more time to plan. We've been in communication with USD 323 and some of the other surrounding schools as well, talking about what kind of safeguards they're implementing. And they're doing a great job with planning, but it's just so much. Every day they need to plan for the what ifs. And so I think they're doing a great job, but that just buys them a little more time to plan for those things, and especially to plan for those contingency plans if we do need those.
Okay. Well, I think there's so much yet to be seen here over the next, 6 to 8 weeks before, school will be getting back into play. And, I know that there's just, it's so subjective and so open-ended right now that it's tough to make any kind of concrete decisions with the data that we have and yet to see, what transpires over the next few weeks, especially with, as you had said, K-State at least seemingly going to have students coming back in August.
Yeah, it's very dependent on what the situation is like, and that's why it's so hard to plan for events, for school starting, anything. So we just have to keep different plans in mind depending on what the situation is like at that time.
We do want to also pass along the 323-6400 hotline number, which is manned from 8 to 5, and then, of course, the email. Let me see, Riley County COVID.
Yep, Riley County COVID-19 @gmail.com.
At Gmail, okay. And I know that you get a lot of response from that. You're still fielding a lot of calls from that. And, you talk about the number of tests that are being conducted. And with the increased ability for tests, that has contributed greatly to some of these numbers that we're seeing, too.
Yeah, so we've been able to test a lot more people. I mentioned previously that our criteria for testing is not quite as strict as it used to be in the beginning. So we're starting to see a lot more people come through. We're testing for pre-operations, things like that. But we're also testing individuals who are close contacts of another positive. So if they received a call from the contact tracing team here in Miranda County and they want to get tested, we encourage them to wait a little while, not to go get tested right away, but maybe wait 5 days or so to get tested just to make sure that you don't get a false negative. And then we can get you through that swabbing station. But yeah, the first step would be to call that screening line, and that's 785-323-6400. We do have nurses managing that line from 8 to 5 on the weekdays. And so call that line first. If you have symptoms, of course, we'll talk to you about some of your symptoms. Or if you've been a close contact of somebody who tested positive, you can let them know that too. And that's going to be your first step. We do need to have a doctor's order before we have you go through the swabbing station. So that's why you need to call that line first. You can always call your primary care provider too. But certainly if you don't have one, or if you're just experiencing symptoms or you've been a close contact, please call that line and we'll get you through that swabbing station. I will say our volume is down a little bit in the swabbing station, also with the call line, but we're still seeing quite a few people that are calling that at that screening line. If you don't get an answer the first time, have patience with us because we're probably on the other line. So just hang up and call back in a few minutes.
We're visiting with Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director here on News Radio KMAN. And Brandon Peoples wants to join in on the conversation here this morning. Julie, and Brandon, you have a question.
Yeah, Julie, I'm curious. We've seen a lot of folks recover from the virus, and I'm curious if anybody who's recovered, who's made a full recovery, has tested positive a second time. Have you seen any of that occur?
We have not seen that yet here in the county. We have yet to see that here in the county, and that's a promising thing. I'm not saying that we won't see it, but we haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if after you have the virus, if you're immune to it after that. I know there's the talks about the antibodies and such, so I know we're still learning a lot about this as we go.
We are, yeah. This virus is ever-changing, it feels like. It feels like we're always learning something new about it. There's been some short-term studies, that shows that there might be some short-term immunity right after, but it's so new that we haven't had really time to study it that much. So, yeah, we haven't seen anyone that I know of that has retested in the community, so that's very hopeful.
Julie, what is the current situation with Ascension Via Christi Hospital in terms of beds available and COVID patients there at the facility?
Yeah, so as of yesterday, we did not have any COVID positive patients in the hospital. The PUI, or the persons under investigation, that status changes rapidly just because they do have so many people coming in. I could text Bob Koppel, 1 hour and ask them how many PUIs they have, and they could have 5 1 hour and then 0 the next. So that's always changing. But as of right now, or as of yesterday anyway, there were no COVID positive patients in the hospital. That's very good news, but that's something that we're always looking at is hospital capacity. We want to do what we can to prevent from overwhelming the hospital or any of our healthcare providers for that matter.
You have a new local health order coming up. Tell us about it.
We do, yep. And order number 15 will be issued today. It is pretty much the same as order number 14. Not much is going to change. Again, we want to see a downward trend in our community for at least 2 weeks before we can really make any big changes as far as continuing to reopen or take some of those restrictions off of the bars and restaurants that we have in place. But we're keeping them in place right now. So likely order number 15 will look very similar to order number 14.
Okay. And let's revisit masks. I understand you have a number of masks that are available for people to pick up for free.
Yep. At Conzie United Way, they actually have quite a few masks that have been donated to them. We're very grateful for that. So if you need a mask, please pick one up. They're in Colony Square, Suite 245. They'll be available on Tuesdays and Thursdays from noon until 3. And that's our distribution place, but it's also a place where you can drop off masks. So if you're wanting to donate masks, please drop them off there at Conza United Way.
All right. Julie, anything else before we let you go this morning?
I just hope everyone has a good weekend and continue to practice those safeguards that we've talked about all along. You know, social distancing, wear that mask, and proper hand hygiene.
And we'll talk to you again Monday morning.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and Local Health Officer, joining us here this morning on News Radio KMAN with our regular update. 7:13, a look at our forecast, and Mason Voth is in with sports next.